Chapter 2. The End of Unhappiness. It had taken some time for Kathy and Hareton to fall in love. As you know, Kathy was very unhappy when she first came to live at Wuthering Heights after Edgar's death. Hareton did not like Kathy, and all she did was say unkind things to him. But after Ellen arrived at the house, she watched Kathy's face when Hareton was around. Sometimes Ellen believed that Kathy had more feelings for Hareton than she wanted to say. During that time, Heathcliff seemed to grow more and more angry and cruel. At the beginning of March, his gun exploded while he was out on the hills alone, and a piece of metal cut his arm. He could not leave the house for some days. One day Hareton was sitting by the window, and Kathy was sitting by the fire. At last Ellen heard her speak to Hareton.
"Hareton,"
she said,
"I think that I really do like you now."
Hareton said angrily, "Leave me alone. You are making fun of me. You always do."
"No, I'm not,"
said Kathy softly.
"Not anymore. You know, you are my cousin. We should be friends, Hareton. I'm sorry that I've hurt you."
"I don't want to be friends with you," Hareton said. Then Ellen decided to speak.
"You should be friends with your cousin, Mr. Hareton,"
she called from the kitchen.
"You'll become a fine gentleman if you have her for a friend."
"She's not a friend of mine," said Hareton. "I always make Heathcliff angry when I defend her, and all she does is laugh at me."
"Forgive me, Hareton,"
said Kathy gently.
"I'm so very sorry now."
Ellen looked through the door at that moment and saw Kathy put out her hand. Hareton scowled, but Kathy stepped over to him and gently kissed his cheek. When Ellen saw them an hour later, they were sitting next to each other, and she had started teaching him to read. Ellen heard Kathy singing to herself when she went upstairs that night. The next day there was trouble. Everyone always ate their lunch with Mr. Heathcliff. Kathy usually sat next to Ellen, but on this day she sat next to Hareton. Heathcliff came in a moment later, and they started the meal in silence. Hareton did not dare to speak to Kathy. He hardly dared to look, and yet she started making funny faces at him. At last the two of them began to laugh. Heathcliff's eyes went from one to the other, but Kathy looked at him and was not afraid. "It's good for you that you're on the other side of the table," he said meanly. "I thought I'd made you stop laughing." "It was my fault," said Hareton quietly. Heathcliff looked at him. "What did you say?" he asked. Hareton looked at his plate and said no more. When they had almost finished eating, Joseph ran into the room.
"Mr. Heathcliff, I won't live with her any more. She's just like her mother. She speaks a few nice words to our boy, Hareton here, and he forgets everything I've done for him. Now, he's pulled up some bushes I planted in the garden."
"Is the old man drunk?" asked Heathcliff. "Have you done something, Hareton?" Hareton looked uncomfortable.
"Well, I did pull up two or three of his bushes," he said, "but I was going to plant them again."
"And why did you pull the bushes up?" Heathcliff asked.
"I asked him to do it,"
said Kathy quietly.
"We're going to plant some flowers there."
"Who told you that you could touch anything in this house?" demanded Heathcliff. "And who told you to obey her?" he added, turning to Hareton.
"You shouldn't keep me from having a few pieces of dirt when you've taken my home from me,"
yelled Kathy.
"Be quiet," Heathcliff shouted.
"And you've also taken Hareton's land and money,"
she went on bravely.
"Well, he and I are friends now. If you hit me, then Hareton will hit you."
She could say nothing more because Heathcliff stood up and grabbed Kathy by the hair. Hareton jumped up and tried to help her. "Don't you hurt her, Heathcliff!" he cried. Heathcliff seemed ready to tear Kathy to pieces. And then the strangest thing happened. He let go of Kathy's hair. He stared into her face. Suddenly he shivered and put a hand over his eyes. "Leave me," he said slowly. "Leave me alone, all of you." For a moment they stared at him in amazement. Then Ellen stood up and took Kathy out of the room. Hareton followed them. Kathy and Hareton spent the rest of the day having a reading lesson in the kitchen. When night came, Ellen went into Heathcliff's room. He was sitting by the fire alone. His face was dark. "Ellen," he said, "I'm changing inside. I am not interested in life. I don't care anymore about Hareton and the girl. I've lost my power to hate. I can't hate them any longer."
"What do you mean?"
asked Ellen.
"Are you sorry for what you've done now? Are you afraid of death?"
"Afraid?" Heathcliff laughed coldly. "No, I want to die, Ellen. I've wanted it for so long. I have to tell myself to breathe and tell my heart to beat. Oh, God, I wish it were all over. I wish I could be with her. That's all I have ever wanted." Then he was quiet and seemed to forget that Ellen was there. She left him alone. She knew so much about him. She knew that Heathcliff's hard and unlucky life and his deep love for Catherine Earnshaw had made his life a hell. She did not know what would happen.